We're going back and we're doing Rashi Kufim Heman Aleph B'daglet Tziroi. Skitas Dagla Hoitzi Tziroi Lav Mashkehu Elo Echlin. So the liquid which is coming out of the fish to get its fish juice out, that's not considered a liquid. It's considered an oichel. It functions as an oichel. Then we brought kvashim yorchai kavush b'yayin v'chaim. So you have take a vegetable which is not cooked, and you preserve it either in wine or vinegar, and you're squeezing it out legufoy. What does it mean? Im lechol hakvashim. You want to eat the preserves. So certainly mimashka hatzafalem. You want to squeeze off the liquor which is sort of like on the surface. And the liquid which is inside of them. That's permitted. It's not considered mafarik. He's not using it as a liquid. So it's not like you're breaking off two entities, a usable entity from a non-usable entity. You're discarding that point. There is a discussion among some of the achrayim, why isn't it considered barer? Or it's, okay, so it's not mafarik, but now you have the liquid which is being discarded, which you don't want. And you're squeezing it off to get rid of that liquid. So why isn't that a problem? Even though it functions differently than, you know, it's a different type of action, which is necessary to do the action of burrs, but that's, which is one of the angles to approach the question. So he's potter. If he's doing it, the mimeyan is potter balasa. Shein zemafarik. So Rashi says, why isn't it mefarik? You're squeezing it out to get the liquid. So why is it only drabanan? Because the malacha mefarik was when you started with, this is Rashi, Rashi argues in Rashi, that mefarik is, you have your grain, the dosh, you have your grain attached to the kernel where it grew. Here, liquid was absorbed in, and now you're taking the liquid out. Says that's not the malacha mafarik, because it wasn't its original place where it developed. But if you let the person squeeze out kavoshim to get the liquid, he might squeeze out zaysim and to get the liquid, and that's the rice. Shloka is where it's cooked. So there, that we said the liquid, when you squeeze out the liquid from the cooked food to use it, that functions usually more in the lines of a food rather than a liquid. So if you do it legufon, that's so Rav said that for shlokish is mutter. Shmuel said for shlokish memeyan is pater velos. Now, so what was the Morris kasha? The Morris says that Shmuel, the Morris felt that if you have Shmuel being the one saying that, so if dag is mutter letziroi, it's mutter. So why are shlokis the memeyan pater velosir? That was the Morris question. The main part of the law is, do me the dag, let's see, and who? So, there's a food, there's a liquid taking it out, but the mice, you don't use it as a food. And by dag, let's see, you're saying it's a liquid, and Shmuel's saying by dag, let's see, that it's a mutter. And by shlokish, limimayin, it's part of a loss. So he said back that, they said this to Rav Dimi. So Rav Dimi said back, "Einenu Rav Elazar, Hoda Beinu Lemer Melchomish, Made Rav Itmar." That which we heard over from Rav, I want to tell you that I have this direct Masara on that. Okay, that was the Rashi's over there. Now let's pick up. You're holding a Rashi's in Mombez, or you're holding current in the Gemara. Okay. Now tell me where you're holding. The first one or the second one?
And then the second one.
Second one. Okay. What's his brother? Like eight lines up, nine lines up. And Kuf Mim Hema Beis. So Rabbi Yochanan said to them that you're not getting it right, the reasons. So Mipnei Ma Moyadim Shem Abav Smechim. Why is it that they're more they're happy in the Moyadim Bab? Neshlohoyu Ba'isa Klolo. They weren't in the Klol of the Sea, which it says in the Pasuk in Yeshaya. Behishpati Komasay So Chago Chodsho B'Shabbato B'Chol Moyado. In Eretz Yisrael, the Russian is going to take away the happiness, all of its happiness, of the Chag, the Chodesh, the Shabbos, and any type of Moed. Uksiv Pasuk, Chod Sheichem Moedechem Sonon Nafshi Hoyu Alay LaTorah. They were, the Russian found them to be oppressive. Not that people were oppressive. He found that the enjoyment that they had in their days bothered the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Versus my how you are allowed to turn. Amr Belazer, Amr Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, what was the tircha the Russian had out of this? Loidayin liyisrael shechaytin lefanai. Not only do they do averus, it's not enough that they do averus. El shmatzicha I see leida eza gzeira kasha aviyalein. And the Russian says, I have to then decide how to find the proper punishment which will deal with them properly. So that's the tircha the Bresham has to do. He has to go make the right proper type of exam. Or mitzchok enoch koregel beregel shlo. For example, so Yitzchok gives the following: enoch koregel beregel shlo ba'asa berleshes letziparim. Every yomtiv, the berleshes, which would be the army, would come through tziparim, and when the army came through. They roughed up the people. There wasn't a yomtiv, which they didn't have in Tiberia. Agmon, the kamtoin, balzamara. Rashi just touches up to those different types of the governor's government coming through. So Rashi. Just one to Rashi. It's a very up. So Rashi says, five lines in the bottom. Rashi says, Lavois, they would embarrass them. Lahata layim oil. They would give them jobs to do. Loshi was kavan levatlam simchas regel. They didn't. It wasn't that they had picked out the date in the calendar and said it's a great time to bother the Jews. That's not what happened. Ela hakol garmon lekach. They decided to go and bother the Jews, you know, make them do work, etc. And the klola, Bershom's klola of this chod shechem son of Shi, or hishpatu kol masoy so better, caused that it should come out during that point in time. Kumtun is loshon laz hu shilton. It means the government. Well, that's just as Kela Melech is the army. Tiperi b'Tiberi Eretz Yisrael. Those are both in Eretz Yisrael. Okay. Back in the Gemara. Four lines in the bottom. Neimai t'vini chomer shebabavu mitzuyonim. So the question was, why do they dress in a way which makes them stand out? And they make the fish in them. But the reason, so you say because they're not B'nai Torah, that's not true. They are B'nai Torah. They're not in their own place. Damri Inshi, people say the following statement: B'mosa Shmoi, in my own town, I'm known by my name. I don't have to do it. People know my reputation. So I say my name. Like, that's enough to give me the proper respect. B'loi Mosa, if I'm not at home, Toisavoi, my clothing. So that's why they need to have the dress more in a way which is uh, let's finish up the morning to tell you a story, a quick line. Haboy miyashresh Yaakov, yitzitza farach Yisrael. Those are coming are going to be the roots, take Yashris, to make roots for Yaakov, and they're coming to cause that Klal Yisrael will able to blossom. Tan Rav Yosef, able to Tirecham Sheva Bavel, Tirecham came to Bavel, and Sha'oisin Tzitzin Uprochim L'Torah, they're causing a blossoming of Torah. So you're saying they're not B'nai Torah. The Pasuk says they were. They're tremendous Minei Chachamim. They were causing the blossoming of Torah in Bavel was due to these Minei Chachamim. So how could you accuse them of not being B'nai Torah? So what's the reason? They weren't. Well, they weren't in their own place. So they had to, that's why they had to wear their kippot. There's a ma'aseh with Rav Hamas Atzal didn't wear a kippot. All the Rashivas, and he was the Rosh Hashiva in Tarbet Das, but he didn't wear kapata. He wore a short jacket. The Rashiva before him, Rabbi Chazan, he didn't live near Tarbet Das. He didn't daven Tarbet Das on Shabbos. So he used to wear kapata during the week and not on Shabbos. Somebody asked him why. He says, that's my work clothing. You know, when I'm Rosh Hashiva and Yeshiva, I have to wear a kapata because that's what Yeshiva is supposed to wear. It says, in Shabbos, I have to wear a kapata, you know. So he used to daven in Chaim Berlin. I remember he used to daven in the back row of Chaim Berlin. It wasn't his Yeshiva, so Yeshivas were up in front. And he used to sit in the back row in his short jacket next to this balabas, and they were good friends. They used to argue and learning. He had a tamachachim, and they used to really see the two of them arguing and learning and talking and learning every Shabbos morning when I would daven there, Yom Tov morning. Like, he's like, I don't have to make myself stand out. But everybody knew that was Rosh Hashiva of Torah Das sitting in the back over there. You know, the Moser Shmoy, you know, he comes to Chicago. He said, "Yid with a short jacket," and that's it. You know, which is it didn't bother him probably, but you know. Tanur of Yosef, Rashi.
I understand the context here. I mean, they were all in. All these Talmidei Chachamim are in Bavel, and they.
It's a good question. I don't have exactly. You know, eventually they were established there. I guess that became like the established way of when they first came. There was, everybody. It wasn't like they went to Golis in groups, and all the people from Tiberia ended up in City X and Bavel. You know, so it was people went here, people went there. So. He sat back in Tiberias and Eretz Yisrael before the Golus. Everybody knew him, and he came to Bavel, so he ended up in some town. There was people there before, other cities, etc. It wasn't, they didn't have Gedolim cards in the good old days. I tell you my mice, when I went, I never had, I wasn't the pictures. I went to Eretz Yisrael to speak to Shlomo Zalman. I didn't know what he looked like. So I missed him in the shul. I wanted to catch him because he got Marv in the Gross shul over there in the Shari Chesed. Somebody gave me directions to his house. I walked to his house. I almost walked straight by him. He was standing talking to somebody. And I walked by. And as I walked by, I heard a snippet of the conversation. I realized, one second, that's probably the person I'm looking for based on the conversation. Based on, look, I don't know who it was. Zakrashi, Shadim and McCarman, three lines in the bottom. Shemeretz Yisrael Golol L'Sham. They went to the Golol. So a Golol L'Mokim Nachri. A person goes to a foreign place. Mitzayin Atzmai B'Mabushim Shehi Choshev. So he needs to indicate, the way to deal with him. The people are going to recognize by the clothing. Shemoy in my city Be'iri Any Tzorach Liskabed Ela B'Shmi. Shani Nikerboy. I don't need more than just my name. B'Loy Mosan. Not in my city. Shemokim Sheino Iri, which is not my city. Tesvoy Kavoydi Toli B'Simlosi in my clothing. Simlos and Targumin and Toisvei. So the word that means that's his garment. Titzin is Simochim is a growth. Haboy Yavoshim Shal Yaakov Shal Yavoyol the Bavel. Those which come to Bavel, Yishvishu, they're going to take roots there. Yasu Tzitzin and Parochim, and they're going to create blossoms. Lotara Fatara. Mesiyat the Asla Rabbi Yechidon. The time of the Mesiyat of Allah Lefishen Ben Eterom Kirabasi. This is Rabbi Yechidon's point. It wasn't. That they weren't B'nai Torah. Because you see, they weren't B'nai Torah. Elefisha and then B'Karma. But rather, they weren't in their own place. Okay, bottom line. The Ma'at of the Chum Mezuamin. Why do we find, but of the Chum, they have a Zuamah to them? And how did he translate mezuamin yesterday? Yeah, mezuamin, the bottom line.
It says idolaters impure.
Impure, okay. Yeah, that was a nice way of dodging that. Okay. Shalom del Har Sinai. They weren't there by Har Sinai. Shebeshoa Shebo Nochesh Alchava Hitlba Zuma. At the time, the Chazal would say that the Nochesh, besides being Mufata Chava teaching Eitzadas, he had relations with her, and he put a Zuma, a impurity into her at that point in time. And then the Yisrael Shalom del Har Sinai Poska Zuma. When they came to Har Sinai, that Zuma went away. The goyim were not there at Har Sinai. They did not lose their zuma. So what about a ger? How do they lose their zuma if they weren't there at Har Sinai? So Rav Ashi said back, even though they were not there, but their mazel was there. The Shemaim Dika representative, there were those who were not there in the physical sense, but they were there in the spiritual sense. The Morse is a plea, there would be Abba Bar Kahana. This idea that the Zuma ended by Har Sinai is not like Rabbi Bar Kahana. Don't Rabbi Bar Kahana, Ashashadaris, the Pascha Zuma, Mi Abba Senu. The Zuma took three generations of the Ovis to be completed, removed. Because you see, Avram Halidus Yishmael, Yitzchak Halidus Esav, and Yaakov, the third generation, there was no element of impropriety in them. And that's when the Zuma ended. So, Grashi, top of the page. The time when he discussed with her to eat from the tree, he also had relations with her. So he had relations with her. How do they lose their zuma to be a ger if they weren't by Har Sinai? So Mazlayo Havu b'Sinai, their mazel was there. Being in Har Sinai removed all impurities, physical impurities, etc. Bafa Ivrim and Piskim, even the people who were blind and lame, Shaybisil, were healed. Ketanya Vesifri. Pligi Hoda Moran Zula Paschal Zuma at Har Sinai. That was when it says that the Zuma waited till Sinai to be removed. It's not like Rav Avva Bar Kahana says that it was removed ready from Yaakov. Dr. Mishnah. Yaakov. Yeah. So the Mishnah, Shabradim is a chavis lechol haymena gergris. A person is allowed; he has a barrel, and which is contained with pressed figs inside of it, and he needs to open up the barrel. So he's allowed to break open the barrel in order to get the figs, the pressed figs, which are inside of it. The Gemara is going to flesh this out a little bit. The Mishnah is going to flesh out a little bit also. And Tosha is going to flesh out a little more. Muvachal yiskam and lasus kli. However, this heta, which you're allowed to break open the barrel, it has to be that you're doing it in a way that you're not trying to make a nice opening. The idea of being mechav and lasus kli, Rashi explains, means you're going to try to, that there's an element of tikkun in the kli by making this nice, perfect opening. It's a usable opening, which you can use again, etc. That you can't do. You have to just do it in a haphazard, ragged type of an action, which will not produce anything nice. Tosis quotes over here the Gemara in Beya, who quotes this Gemara. Tosis says the Gemara in Beya explains that we're talking about that this is only winter if you did it in something called a mustaki or a mustaki, which was a very it was a broken barrel to start with, which made out of different pieces of shards, which you would glue together with some type of a glue. So it was a minimal type of kli to start with. So then the act of breaking it open is mutter, because basically you're going to discard it afterwards, etc. But because it was broken to start with, etc. But to take a full bona fide kli and break it open for this purpose would be also to do. the famous discussion about opening cans. Rashi has a long tshuva where he discusses: can you take something which based on its physical properties, really something which is quite strong and not this deteriorated type of container, but based on its usage, it's more preparable to the mustaki that's going to be discarded afterwards, etc., as opposed to being maintained and used. What is the defining element? And that's the discussion of opening cans is based on this issue. This is the source for that issue. I just want to say, obviously you can't do it in a way which will make a nice functioning opening to use. Your Hawaiian punch cans, you make two nice openings to let the air in and let the liquid out. That's problematic. Opening up a can of soda with the nice perfect hole to drink from and to let air in, etc. That's Yiskavonas is clear. It's a Pesach Noah. That's problematic. You just want to basically open up the can. Probably the best way to open up the can is usually the person says if you open it up with the can opener, you'd open it up not totally, so you can't really take out the food and that's it. So, because that's not a Pesach Noah for sure, because it's a sharp, jagged edge. A person can cut himself there, etc. So that's not a Pesach Noah according to everybody. But is it mutter? This is only mutter in a mustaki, and this is not a mustaki. This is a full, very strong container. So Moshe held that it's considered a mustaki, even though the definition of mustaki wasn't the physical element of it. Its weakness, but it was its intended usage.
Well, soda cans, at least, they depend on the context of which stuff they are strictly. No, not with regard to cans of peas and stuff like that.
Right.
But for soda cans, they're making those things as thin or as weak as possible.
That's true.
Content to,
The problem with soda cans is there's almost no way to open it up, but you're not making a Pesach Noah. Even if it's a mustaki, the Mishnah says, which that's the case of the Mishnah, you can't make a Pesach Noah, you can't make a very nice functioning opening. That opening is a very nice functioning opening.
Yeah, it's porcelain barrel, and then it's made out of the same material throughout. Right, the barrel's made out of one single material throughout.
Well, actually, the barrel over here was this is a Kli Cheres, and it was the cover was separate. We'll see what to do with the cover in a second. Also, Kli Cheres, I'm saying, but it was. Attached. Okay, magufa shachavis. Now you want to make a hole in the magufa. Magufa is the cover, so you want to make a hole in the magufa. You should take off the whole top as opposed to making a hole. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Chachamim say that it's mutter to make a hole in the top. We'll see in Rashi a little bit about that. Discussion exactly where are they arguing about, what are they trying to do? Well, you can't make a hole. Now the magufa, the way the covering would go on the top and down the sides a little bit, you want to make the opening on the side, so you can't do that. If there was an opening there and you want to seal it up, you can't put in wax. So you just want to stuff some wax into the hole. The problem is you're going to start smoothing it out around the edges of the hole to make it sit nicely, and that's a melacha deraisa of mimareach, which is mimachek, smoothing something out. Om Rabbi Yehuda, ma'aseh bo lifnei Rabbi Yechem and Zakkai ba'arov, and there's a place called Ba'arov. So there's a story where they brought this. Somebody did that on Shabbos, and they told Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai, and this took place in the place Arov. Vomar, Rabbi Yechim and Zakkai's response was, Chashasheni loy mechatas, I'm concerned the person will be chai mechatas. I didn't see him actually being smoothed out, but there's a good chance that he did, so I'm concerned that had he done so, he'd be chai mechatas. Rashi, Shabbatim Chavis, Milea Gergis, was full over here, with these pressed figs, besakin with a knife, or besayef with a sword, lechol b'menu gergis to get the figs. The ein b'makalkul shum mister b'shab. So the part of the heter is based on the fact that you're doing a ma'isa kilkul. And that's why Bavashal Yiskav and Lassus Kli Lenoikwa Yofa Bepesel. No, you can't make a nice opening, a nice usable opening, because that's not a, it's not a makalkal. And according to the way Rashi presents it, you know, like Tosis points out, you told me you, the problem with the malacha would be soiser and ain't steer bekelim, even but by a very strong, healthy kli we hold yesh steer bekelim. By this type of kli we hold ain't steer bekelim. Rashi seems to stress the fact that it's a makalkal as opposed to masakein, so soiser is not chayev amanas, which it's only a makalkal. Which would be a chiddush. Rashi saying that the heter makalkal alone is sufficient to be matir. That's a, that, but the more in Bayer clearly says that that's not sufficient. Enoch Magufa, Haduka Bepeh Chavis. It's attached to the cover of the opening of the Chavis. Lasus Nekav. You can't make a hole in it. El Noitos Kuli. You take the whole thing off. Alakinoka Lomasak and Pisach. You're making a hole. You're making a way to get in and out of the barrel. Chamatirim Leigrach Pesach Lachavis Bekach. That's not usually when you would make the opening. We'll see the more it discusses it more. The more of a farishal, the more explains what exactly that's referring to. Shuma Marech, you can't put the wax in. So putting the wax in, just stuffing the wax in the thumb of Machik, but you start smoothing it around, feathering the edges to make it fit nicely, that's Mamachik. Barov is Medina is the name of a section. Mechatas. Shema Miruch Hashayva Ledovka Bedovne Akli, maybe smooth it out that it should attach well, some of the neck around the hole, and that would be the Chiyav Chatas. Something more. Omer of Oshir. Rav Oshir is going to understand that the Tan of the Mishnah is Rabbi Nechemya. Remember, Rabbi Nechemya was the one who holds you can't move a Kli if anything other than its normal usage. So, these pressed figs were quite hard, and chopping them open was, you needed a very strong knife, and they would actually sometimes even use a sword to cut them. So to use the sword to chop open the barrel, once you're using this, taking the sword anyway to cut the gargers, that's mutter. Okay. So, if they've been pressed together and you have a need to use the sword, she's allowed to use it to chop open the top of the barrel. Of a mefurotis, if they're in there and they're loose pieces, so there's no need for a sword to cut the food, then lo, you can't use it to cut chop the top of the barrel off either. So the verse is a mefurotis lo, you can't do mefurotis. Maestre, Rishimig, Milimer, maybe other mesachovis, or Yayan. Here's talking about a case of a barrel of wine. Umatish, Rosh, Besayev, you chop off the top with the sword. You give to your guests, there's no problem with that. So you see, you can use a sword. So he says, no. Hahi is Rabbanan Masnisin Rabbi Nechemya. So Rabbi Rashi says, the Tana of our mission is Rabbi Nechemya that holds, so it's a side issue whether you can move the sword for that purpose. So Mor said, who told Rabbi Rashi the Tana of our mission is Rabbi Nechemya? Why do we have to say the Tana of our mission is Rabbi Nechemya? And the case has to be that these pressed figs, which need allowing me therefore to move the sword, the knife, and then I'll therefore I will be able to chop off the top that way. Look, maybe for others, we're about to say something. Even in the case of the figs were loose, and it's going to chachamim. Amarav. So why did Rashi say that? Mastisa kshisa. He found the mission difficult to understand. Because my area, the Tani Grogers, Wisni Paris. Why does the Mishnah specifically mention Grogers? You're allowed to smash open the barrel to get out Grogers. They contain other things in barrels besides Grogers. So you're allowed to smash on the barrel to get its contents for food contents. Paris. Alashmamin Abedrusis. So the only reason why, what's extraordinary about Grogers is you have this idea that you can have pressed ones where there's a need to chop them open when you would need a sword, and that allows you to take the sword, knife, etc., for the purpose of opening the barrel also. Okay. Let's do the Gemara. Tanya Chada. We learned the one brisa. Choslos shel grogers v'shel tamorim. Choslos were a basket, which was basically was made that you would start the weaving of the basket, put the contents inside of the middle and weave the basket or this container around the contents and close it up or tie it up. The purpose usually was to you would put inside there that they should ripen, you know, like the same way you keep your pears in the basket in the bag that should ripen. This would keep them pressed against each other. They would generate a warmth in there, and that would help them ripen. Then eventually, when you're finished the thing, you would either untie it or chop it open, unravel it, discard it, and take the contents. So one Bryce says, Gregor says, Shaltamorim, you have these chesis which you use to hold your pressed, your dried figs or your dates. So Matar Umavkiya Bechaitech, you're allowed to untie it, you're allowed to unravel it, you're allowed to cut it. It's not considered that you're really doing anything significant. Tanyirach matar, you're allowed to untie it. Avolei mafkia, avolei chaytech. You can't unravel it, you can't cut it. So more says lekasha horabonon. So we steer in brises. Horabonon horab nechem. So the reason why you can't do chaticha in the second brise is because it's with nechem. Nechem you omer. I feel a tarvud. I feel a talus. I feel a sakin. And you tell an elder tzarech tashmish. Even a tarbet is a spoon, a towel is a garment, a sack and a knife. You can only move them for their primary purpose. So Rashi says, now the more is not mazur, why you can't be mafkiya. So Rashi says that usually the unraveling it, you would need to have some type of a kli to help you to do that. And again, you're going to have the same problem. It's not regular derech tashmish. They asked Rav Sheshes, "Mao, the mivras chavisa beburtia b'shabbat. Are you allowed to take a spear and ram the spear into the chavis to make an opening on in the barrel? Do you say the piska komachaben v'aser, or dimala ein yafa komachaben v'shori?" Not meaning a nice opening, but is his goal here just to make a large? The reason why he's using spear, he just wants to make a large smash, and therefore it'll feel like he's clearly indicating that he's happy to take out the contents. Like a person gives over anyaf means you give out a lot, or he's trying to make a very specific type of an opening, and then it'll be prohibited. So Rav Sheshes said, "I'm going to pick a komachavim oser tzaser." Because intent is to make a nice type of a usable type of an opening, and that's problematic. If you can chop off the head, the top of it with this sword, so why is this worse? Barrel of wine. Morris says, "Hasan yavakamakabin." Over there, when you would just chop off the whole top, you're just saying, I'm not trying to make a nice opening. You're just basically, a very usable opening. You're just trying to get rid of, you're clearly in the canon. You just want to get the top out of the way to get the contents. But over here, if that was his intent, take off the top. It's the fact that he's making a hole with, he means he's trying to make a usable hole. And that's a problem of making a usable hole, a reusable hole. Jeff?
If he had a top on this thing, it could come on and off, that being sealed, so to speak. So it's the same problem, right? It's still opening it. It's like a sealable top. It's on there, it's designed to seal it. Or you can have a bag of potato chips, you open it up. You could roll it back up.
No, so breaking the seal and taking off the top would not be a problem. The problem, the bag of potato chips issue is there's a malach of kareya, which is tearing. Over here, tearing has to apply to an item which has a thinner type of consistency, you know, the material than a barrel. You don't apply the melacha of kareya until you apply the melacha of soser. So soser is not considered a stira if it's two pieces and you're detaching them. The only issue which you have is, do we consider the seal significant enough that you lose the act? It's not considered detaching. It's considered breaking. So at what point in time do you say that the seal is significant enough that it becomes one unit? That's where that discussion. But bags, the malacha over there is issue of kareya, and that's a whole separate argument. See Rashi. The only case you're allowed to move the sword, they've been pressed into your large cake of pressed figs. Eagle's a circle, actually. That means a circle of pressed figs. They would use an axe, or besayef, or a sword. Once you're moving the sword to cut the gurgis, you can break open the barrel with it. If they're separate, chain circle, you don't need to cut them. Well, you tell to saif lishbur achabes, you can't use the sword to break open the chabes. The mesis and Reb Nachem Yadomer ain't clean until el tashmir sham yuchaloi kinmukula kamon. So it's Reb Nachem which says you can only move a kli for its primary function. Ben Achoshish, you can allow to chop open the barrel of wine without a problem. Well, over there you're not using swords. You're not cutting wine. She says that's rabbanani. You're allowed to use a kli for whatever function you need. Choisless kli shall kapas tomorrow. It was made out of lulav leaves. Voisim come in salve. You make like a basket. Dates, which for whatever reason were not, they were the inferior type of a species which wouldn't ripen. You would have to help it ripen, and you put in there to ripen. Matri, you allowed to untie it. In the kisei kosher b'chavav, the cover is tied on with a rope. You allowed to untie it. Avolam avkiyah seiser sharsheros achavav b'kli. You can't unravel the rope. Right, which you would do, you would do that with the help of a keli. Well, if you can't cut it, then klinitul el. This is again Rabbi Nachman. Then klinitul el tzarich tashmisha. You can only move it for its primary function. Second, and also lekach. You didn't use the main function of life. It wasn't cutting open these ropes. The mivriz litchayv pundura belaz. You want to make a point, something like that, of this spear going into it. The burtia is a spear. The taichu b'daif now, you want to thrust it through the wall of it to make a neck. Do you say la'ain yavakam mechav? Laharchiv moitzah yayim b'nekav. God wants to make a large opening. Normally you would make a nice smooth round opening. And he didn't do that. He made this thrust the spear through there. So maybe that should be considered mutter. Or not. So he said it's us. So he said, what about the case of taking off the chopping off the top of the part of the barrel? So you have the barrel, you have the cover on top, and instead of taking off the cover, you smash through the top, the barrel, below where the point of the magufa is. Tani Matis says Roisho, you're taking off the head of it, Saspia by the near the mouth. So, you know, just take off the top. So Peter says he wants to really make a very large opening that, you know, make all of the wine accessible, etc. So that's clearly his intent, is not to make a fancy type of opening. But over here, you're making a hole through the magufa, just lift up the miftach, yit the magufa, so take off the cover. So you didn't. That indicates, in fact, he didn't do that. He wants to make a specific type of an opening to use for whatever this function he wants to use it for. So that's making a neck of Yofa, and that's us. Ein leke magufa. So the Mishnah. The Mishnah said that with the Machlokes and the Chachamim, if you're allowed to make a neck of in the Magufa, Amar Rav Huna, this is a little bit of the Gemara, Machlokes Lamala, I mean, it's Sadi Rekol Zosu. You know, let's leave this. We'll just pick up here tomorrow.